Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba, and this is a year in the Word. It is so important that we be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. In His Word is life. In His Word is hope. In His Word is peace. In His Word is healing. In His Word is deliverance. And in it, we come to know our beginnings, what our duty is, what the duty of man is. We come to know that by the Word of God. And we come to know the God who created us, loves us, and has gone through great lengths to show us that we are loved absolutely beyond measure. Glory to God. Thank you so much for taking this journey with me through a year in the Word. I appreciate your presence. Amen. Today we are reading in Psalm chapter 6 through 8. Psalms chapter 6 through 8. I will be coming to you from the New King James Version of the Word, and that's from Psalms chapter 6 through 8. I hope you have your Bibles all ready and set for us to begin our reading for today. And before we do so, as always, we will pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for this time that you have set aside for this season, Lord God, of consecrating ourselves in the Word and before you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing for us, even those things that we do not see. We give glory to you, Lord God, because you have kept us from danger, seen and unseen. And we praise your name, O God, for the protections that you place upon our lives and even upon our minds. We give glory to you, Lord, that we come before you with a sound mind and we're able to read the Word of God and to understand. Illuminate your Word before us even on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Open our minds and our hearts, Lord, to everything that we hear, everything that we're reading on today. Help us to understand what it is that you are saying to us on today, how we can take this word and use it, Lord God, to make our lives better and to get to know our Lord and our Savior, our Creator, our hope. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, for that that you do, and we give glory to you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let your spirit even now dispatch a legion of angels throughout the atmosphere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to minister to every need, spoken and unspoken, Lord God, and to make war with every demonic presence, every enemy, Lord God, that has come against our purpose. There's a portion of scripture that says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Every enemy that comes against the purpose of God in your life is an enemy of God as well. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we're looking to you, Lord God, to move mightily in our lives. Hallelujah. I am reading and you're hearing from Psalm chapters 6 through 8. Psalm chapters 6 through 8. I won't be before you for very long, so please be patient with me. Psalm chapter 6 through 8. We're coming from the New King James Version of the Bible. Oh, Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears. My eyes waste away because of grief. It grows old because of my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. Lord, my God, in you I put my trust.
save me from all those who persecute me, and deliver me, lest they tear me like a lion, rending me in pieces while there is none to deliver. Oh, Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity in my hands, if I have repaid evil to him who was at peace with me, have plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue me and overtake me. Yes, let him trample my life to the earth and lay my honor in dust. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me to the judgment you have commanded. So the congregation of the people shall surround you. For their sake, therefore, return on high. The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a just God, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. He also prepares for himself instruments of death. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked bring forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. He made a pit and dug it out and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory upon the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens and the works of your hands, the moon and the stars you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? Son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Psalms chapter 6 through 8. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you. God strengthen you. God, that may his face shine upon you on today. Until next time, amen.